amphora, attributed to the swing painter. Greek, circa 540 to 520 BCE. James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 41.57. Donated by M.K. Stephen. This ceramic amphora is an ancient Greek storage vessel. It stands at just over 40 centimetres tall, about the same height and width as an A3 piece of paper. It has a flared lip, a narrow neck, and a rounded body which curves gently into a small half-round foot at the bottom of the vase. The neck and body form a continuous curve. The two handles start on either side of the neck and curve down onto the shoulders of the vase. Apart from decoration on the belly and base of the vase, the amphora is covered in a solid black glaze, which has a shiny, glass-like texture. There are two major scenes, one on each side of the amphora. Each scene is painted using the black figure technique, which was common for the period in which this vase was made. This means that the figures are in black, while the background of each scene is the rich terracotta colour of the clay. Each scene is bordered at the top by a linked row of lotus buds between finely painted horizontal lines. Pictured on the front of the amphora is a battle between a warrior and three centaurs. The warrior is a Lapith, a race of people in ancient Greek myth who fought the centaurs. The warrior is dressed in armour and wears a helmet with a tall white plume. He is shown lying on the ground in the centre of the battle, surrounded by the three centaurs. To the warrior's left is a centaur holding a large white rock behind his head as if he is about to throw it at the fallen man. The centaur's hair and tail have been painted red. A branch fills the otherwise empty space behind him. The two other centaurs stand to the right, trampling the warrior underneath their hooves and gesticulating wildly with their arms. The warrior holds up a shield to protect himself from the centaurs. The shield is decorated with a three-dimensional head, which could be the head of a centaur or a satyr. On the reverse is a scene with five bearded men on stilts, moving towards the right. The men are thought to be actors forming a chorus in a comedic play. They all wear tall, pointed hats, similar in shape to those worn by Christmas elves. Each man is dressed in a corslet, a type of body armour, over the top of a short chiton or tunic. Each corslet is decorated with different patterns and fits the figures like a tightly fitting t-shirt. The bottom of their chitons, which peep out from underneath their corslets, are similar in shape and fit to a modern-day miniskirt. From left to right, the first actor wears a white corslet decorated with incised circles or spots. The second wears a black corslet with white painted circles or spots. The central third actor wears a white corslet with incised scales which show the pale clay underneath. Each scale has a dot at the centre. The fourth actor appears to be wearing a metal corslet, which is white, with incised line detailing around his waist and chest. The fifth actor wears a black corslet with white painted scales in the same style as the central actor. Red has been added to decorate each of the hats and chitons. The hem of each chiton is made up of a series of horizontal lines. There is also a repeated S pattern between two sets of horizontal lines on two of the actor's garments. Finally, underneath these two major scenes at the very base of the amphora where it meets with the foot, is a row of thin triangles pointing upwards. These triangles are reminiscent of sun rays and wrap around the base of the vase.